Then Moses called all the elders of Israel and said, "Take lambs for yourselves and your families, and kill the Passover lamb.
Behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world."
And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin.
Impress this on your children. Talk about this when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Bind this as a reminder to your hands and on your foreheads.
For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you.
I will keep the Passover with my disciples, but one of you will betray me.
It will come to pass when you enter the land which the Lord will give you, that you shall again keep the Passover.
And when your children ask you, "Why do we keep the Passover?" you shall answer,
"This bread is my body. Eat and remember me."
This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink and remember me.
Then the Lord commanded Moses, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn. Whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, it is mine."
So it shall be when your son asks you, "What is this?" that you shall say to him,
"When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son."
Thank you. song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. 'Cause I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me and I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescue me and I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, I am a child of God. Yes, I am a child of God. 'Cause I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. Thank you.
wrapped and bound.
Wrapped and bound, they laid you down, a perfect sacrifice. But in 3 days, the stone was rolled away. Forever you're alive. Forever you're alive. Jesus, say.
Yesterday was Good Friday in the church tradition. Tomorrow's Resurrection Sunday. But what is today? What's its official title? Does anybody know? Holy Saturday, or Holy Shabbat, or Black Saturday. Why? Because Jesus is in the tomb, right? And where are the disciples? They're hiding. It's a dark day. No one knows what's going on. It's confusion. And so I just want to read a little bit about what is a holy Shabbat. It's no man's land. I'm reading from a book called God on Mute by Pete Gregg. Holy Saturday, Holy Shabbat, is a no man's land. Between questions and answers, prayers and miracles. It's where we wait with a peculiar mix of faith and despair. Whenever God is silent or life doesn't make sense, who can identify with that? With Passover, the children of Israel are brought out of Egypt from slavery. It's this powerful image of redemption. But how long had they been slaves in Egypt? How many years? 430 years. Have you ever thought about how long that is? That's generations and generations. It's not just your grandparents or great-grandparents. It's forefathers going way back. These forgotten people, who surely grew to question the dusty old desert legends of the Abrahamic covenant, these were the people who became the prime example in world history of what God can do. But it took 430 years for him to answer. Eugene Peterson, who wrote the English translation of the Bible that's very popular, he says, "The story in which God does his saving work arises among a people whose primary experience of God is his absence." Did you hear that? The story in which God does his saving work arises among a people whose primary experience of God is his absence. Absence is a word that is kind of a bad word for believers. It's a scary word. It's a word that we're like, we can't have that. No, I have faith. I'm full of everything I need now in this life. And yet, that's not reality. And if we don't actually deal with what's real in our life, eventually it'll end up in a bad place. Although seasons in our lives when God is silent may be important in our spiritual growth, they can also be deeply disturbing. As a result, we often attempt to solve the problem of God's silence with simplistic explanations of complex situations. How often have we gone to a funeral, or a child has passed away, or a child is suffering, or even just a regular person, cancer, things you, and the person, some person might have said, well, I don't even want to say something like, well, obviously that's in God's plan. And I'm not trying to say God's not in control, but sometimes we just need to like sit there and be quiet and just be there, because we don't need our simplistic explanations all the time in these complex problems. As a result, we often attempt to solve the problem of God's silence with simplistic explanations of complex situations. We are afraid to simply wait, to wait with the mess of problems unresolved until God himself intervenes, as he did on Easter Sunday. We are unwilling to admit, I don't have a clue what God is doing in my life or why this is happening. We may even suspect that it would be unchristian-like to cry out publicly, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why can't we wait with the mess and the pain of Holy Saturday unresolved? By the way, that's how I yell at my kids. Yeah. How very fragile our faith must be if we can't just remain sad. How very fragile our faith must be if we can't just remain sad, scared, confused, and doubting for a while. In our fear of unknowing, we leapfrog Holy Saturday and we rush to the resurrection. We race, disconcerted, to make meaning and find beauty where there simply is none. There is no beauty in suffering. And if you've seen it up personally and close in someone that you love, it's difficult, right? Yet, when God is silent, he is not absent. And this is the message of the tomb, I think, this morning. If we want to pass out the stones. So the ushers are going to be passing out these stones. And if we don't have enough, maybe we can just grab some from the garden, because that's one thing this country has a lot of is stones. And they're free. They're everywhere. So, the stones. Why do we have these stones? This morning, wherever you are in your life, God has not forgotten you. God is with you. God is for you. He might be silent, but he's not absent. He's here, and he has a purpose for everything that you're going through. And I just want you to squeeze the stone, squeeze into it, press into it your feelings right now, whatever it is. If there's a sin that you're struggling with, an addiction, if there's some chronic pain, some sickness, some disease that is incurable, or at least that's what the doctors have said, squeeze the stone. If there's some relationship that's broken with parent, child, maybe a good friend, Maybe you have conflict with an enemy. Whatever burden you have right now, take the stone and hold it. And we've built this tomb here for us to enter it. Just like we've entered the door, we want to offer the tomb as a place to enter now during this time after we do the next readings, where this will be a longer time where if you just want to pray at your seat and then take the stone into the tomb and leave it there where Jesus' body was. Picture it in your mind. Imagine what it would have been like 2,000 years ago to have been like Peter and Mary Magdalene going in and taking whatever it is that's dragging you down and putting it there where his body used to be. And Kevin, Rachel, we're... Right, so the entrance to the tomb is by the stone, and you'll be able to exit out this way so that we can flow and you don't have to bump into people. But, you know, you can take your time if you want to linger somewhere around the vicinity. If you want to, whatever God's put upon your heart, we just want to offer this time as a sanctuary where you can speak with the Lord and you can lay down whatever it is in your heart in the tomb.
From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is,
"My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
"A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me."
They soaked a sponge in a jar of wine vinegar and put it on a stalk of hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' lips.
"Like a lily among thorns."
And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice,
"It is finished."
And he yielded up his spirit.
Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split.
And many bodies of the dead saints were raised, coming out of the graves after his resurrection. They went into the holy city and appeared to many.
For Christ suffered once for sins. He also went and preached to the spirits in prison who formerly were disobedient.
What does this mean but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth?
Come from the four winds, O Spirit, and breathe on these bones that they may live.
But love is as strong as death.
O my people, I will open your graves. I will raise you up and bring you into the land of Israel.
He feeds his flock among the lilies.
I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live.
Are you hurting and broken within, overwhelmed by the every sin, Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found. The chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living home. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me.
Then came the morning.
Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your barren body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared that the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, and Jesus, yours is a victory.
Jesus, yours.
Hallelujah. And hallelujah, death has
lost its victory.
Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. And hallelujah, and hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh God, you are my living hope.
I want to read from Romans 8, if you have your Bibles. Romans 8, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. Then down to verse 23. We who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly, as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Paul says we are saved through hope. Yes, we've been saved through faith, but we are living in this world where bad things happen every day. And so we need hope to make it in this world, for our faith to grow. Every day we witness the sins of humanity. Now that we have the internet, we see all kinds of terrible things instantly. Whereas before it would take weeks for news to travel, now we know of people's most deepest, darkest sins committed against their neighbors. Murder, lies, lust, abuse, kidnapping, deceit, jealousy, greed, broken relationships, power and ambition, sickness, disease, genetic defects, ultimately death. All of these things can cause us to lose faith. Cause us to lose faith. Earthquakes, wars, famines, floods, fires, random acts of God, they might call them. The unbelieving world says there is no God. It's all random. It just happens like this. And if God, you are real, if you exist, come off the cross and save us. And this is where hope is bedrock to our faith. Hope is crucial. Continuing in Romans 8, verse 26. we also need hope for our personal lives. Verse 26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with the will of God. All of us are saints this morning. All of us here following Jesus are saints. There's a nice quote I like, sinners make the best saints. So welcome to the club if you're a sinner. Verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Verse 31, what then shall we say in response to these things that surround our lives and distract us? This is what we say. If God is for us, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, the love of the Messiah? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? It is this confidence in the goodness of God, in his unfailing love for us, that we can put our hope in. We are woven into the magnificent tapestry of God's creation, even if it appears to be broken now. We have a part to play here in this world right now. We have a song to sing. We have a life to live. Your birth was not an accident, whoever you are here this morning. Your birth has purpose. Your life has purpose. No matter what chronic sickness we might bear, what abusive family we might come from, what bad luck we might seem to stumble upon, or what wrong choices each one of us has made, our God is the God of second chances. Our God is good, and there is always hope with him. This is the confidence that gives us life this morning, in the face of the tomb, the empty tomb. This is the confidence that we have, that hope helps us overcome. And simply, this is the hope that conquers. So now we'll go to our last reading.
By this gospel, you are saved.
He was buried and was raised from the dead on the third day.
He appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
And to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time.
Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles.
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
Do you believe this?
If Christ has not been raised from the dead, your preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse.
And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse. He shall stand as a banner to his people.
In righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many crowns.
He will gather the outcasts of Israel and the diaspora of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
He has a name written that no one knows except himself.
The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea.
I am one of those, and he is mine.
To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength in whom I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation.
He brought me to the banqueting house and he looked at me.
Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead.
You're welcome to stand. We're going to sing a few resurrection songs. You can sit, stand, and let's lift our praises to the Lord.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love.
This is unfailing love.
That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life.
You lay down.
All that you've done for me.
Worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Worthy, worthy, worthy.
This is amazing grace.
That
you would bear my cross.
You would bear my cross.
You would lay down your life.
You would lay down your life.
That I would be set free.
That I would be set free.
Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done.